Episode 1665, Sunshine and Shadows.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people happy, happy day, can't you believe it? Come on, you've had a long week, but it's Friday. We are here, it's Confessions of an Upset Mama. Get that smile on. If nothing else, pretend you're happy. Okay, it's not about pretending. It's Confession Day. Let's let it all hang out. It's all about sunshine and shadows. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, raising a child is never over. You don't get that little checkoff list that says, okay, you don't have anything else to do. Just when you think the lesson is taught, think again. Sunshine and Shadows, a daily passion project. You know, what blows my mind is watching our children catch on to an idea and a concept that, you know, you hope is repeated. But then shortly thereafter, the moment of learning seems to fade as if it never existed. And then you have the complete opposite. A rush of optimism fills your heart, knowing that what you taught is in turn practiced. Yes, they got it. What is this? Push and pull. At first, if you don't succeed, try again. We forget how parenting is pivotal in our children's every day. What we do counts. It matters. They're always watching and always reflecting. So illuminate your passion project daily. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Illuminate your passion project. Now, this passion project is your shadow, which is your child, which in turn is you. Do you see how all of this is connected? Now, I know you're saying, oh my gosh, it's supposed to be the weekend. Can I not turn off my thinking cap? No, you can't. Because when you are mentoring, training, and teaching a child, whether they're your own child or whether you're doing it through community or church, you are still caring for a child. You have a responsibility. And as I was walking our family's property, we've got a wedding coming up. Shh, don't tell the bride we're here. It's a big surprise. We have a bridal shower coming up this weekend. I'm so excited. I hope she doesn't hear this episode before she sees us. But if she does, surprise. Anyway, I'm walking the property with my mom and two of our five children, and we're looking at things and what we want to do for the wedding and really mapping it out. 13 acres is a lot of acres to cover. And we're trying to figure out how we're going to place everybody, where we're going to have stuff. It's not a traditional wedding, but it's going to be a beautiful wedding. And as we were walking, we went in some areas that were covered by trees and there were shadows. We went in other areas and it was just wide open and all you saw were the blades of green grass. There was no shadows. Yet, if you looked up, you could see the shadow from the clouds coming down. We continued to walk, and I noticed that my child would go before me, and I would see their shadow. Yet, as I was behind them, I saw mine too. And at times, I saw my shadow creep up on their shadow as we stood together. I know this is a little heavy when it comes to confessions, but we forget how important what we do as a parent and how it serves our child. You got to illuminate your passion project, which is your child, daily. Number one, you got to be intentional about how your shadow is illuminated. Your child is a reflection of you. So how are you lifting up your child? Encouraging your child? How are you loving your child unconditionally? Be the brightness in the dullness of the day. As we were walking, I was looking at my two of our five children. We had our number three and number five. And I'm sitting here watching Ashley and G-Man, and I'm going, gosh, there are some things I did really, really right. And I was like, yes, I was a ray of sunshine in their life. But then there would be another 2 minutes would pass by, right? And there would be another moment that I'd be like, seriously? She got that from me, didn't she? Or, oh my gosh, why did he get that trait? And I would see things and I'm like, oh my gosh, what is it? Sometimes we get caught in thinking that, oh, this parenting thing is easy. It is just, okay, telling them what to do, what not to do, hoping that they're going to get it the first time and then walking away. And then letting them kind of make their decisions from that point on. Now, I know when they're young, it's a little bit different, but then they begin to grow up and they go through all these stages of life. And I was reminded that as we walk and we're the sunshine, that our sunshine is reflected through what? Our child. And we tend to forget that if we are not intentional about how we are illuminating our shadow, what happens? Our shadow can become blurred. It's not as well defined. There are a lot of question marks. So be intentional about how your shadow is illuminated. What are you doing for your child? Are you lifting your child up, encouraging, or are you being one of those parents who are always going, you could have done better. Why didn't you do it? Now, I got to tell you, I am all for expectations high. I'm one of those parents that I push my children, lovingly push my children. There is a difference. So this is just a question mark for you, as in saying, okay, wait, maybe I need to look at this. Am I going about it the right way? Or do I need to change some things so I can illuminate my child, my shadow, even better than what I'm doing now? Number two, what you see is what you get. Be a reflection of what you want to see. This is all about whom? You. What do you want to highlight? What are the best things you want to bring out? Sometimes we highlight the wrong things, right? I'm looking at my son and I'm going, seriously, he got that from me? Oh my gosh. Now, some secrets, you don't tell them where they got it from. And you just hope that they assume that the other parent gave it to him. Yes, blame the dad, right? Okay, no, you don't do that. But you kind of laughingly inside going, oh, hopefully they'll never figure out that that actually came from me. But it is kind of scary when we can see ourselves in the mirror. My husband and I very frequently say, oh, he's a mini me, or oh, she's a mini me. And yes, we think that's kind of fun, but in all reality, it's also very scary and it lays a huge responsibility on us as parents. So we've got to ask ourselves, what you see is what you get. What are you seeing in yourself that needs to change? So your shadow is a reflection of the better, not the worse. Number three, illuminate your heart. Can you see that it's a ray of sunshine at the end of the week? Yes, it's confessions, and you need to illuminate your heart. The illumination of your heart influences the reflection of your shadow's image. Now that's a lot to take in. So let's think about it and break it down. The illumination of your heart, what is in your heart, influences the reflection. What you see in your child is your shadow's what? Image. That's how they go out into the real world. And they become what? Sunshine to create a shadow. It's crazy, isn't it? I know it's deep, but I want you to really think about this because we are not taking our parenting responsibility seriously enough. And sometimes I think we get up and go, oh, it's almost back to school. And right now I should be registering my children. I should be getting doctors and physicals. I should be getting dentist appointments made. I need to be going and making sure that they have all their shots. I need to make sure that I've actually registered them for school. You know, every district is differently. Some you have to register every year. Others is now an online portal. Whatever it is, there's lots to do. But sometimes we get caught up in the to-do of everybody else and not caught up in the shadow that we're creating by our own sunshine. And so it's very important for us as parents to look at it. And this is a checks and balances for me too. Am I doing what I need to do? Now, my children are getting older, which is kind of scary, right? My daughter, she's getting married. She's going to be the sunshine to other shadows. Okay, hopefully not anytime soon. We got to get through the wedding first. But it's one of those things where you're thinking, I pray that I have given her a strong foundation. We can look at shadows as being negative, but today I want you to reverse it. I want you to see it as positive, the opposite of. Your shadow is a foundation that you're building within whom? Your child. Are you building that? What is represented in your shadow is reflected in you. Parenting, teaching, mentoring, and training children, it takes dedication and a lot of heart, a lot of heart. You're going to be tired. You're going to be frustrated. You're going to say things underneath your breath. You're going to write things down that you wish you never knew how to spell when it comes to parenting. But it's an incredible responsibility, and it's a gift that we're given here. Yes, you're going to grow weary. Yes, you will wish at times that you're not in it to win it. You just want it to be over. You're tired of playing all the games. Yes, you will have disagreements. Yes, you will be right. And yes, you will be wrong! Exclamation point. But what's important is knowing that your child desires to be known in your eyes and in your heart. We forget that little part, sunshine and shadows. What are you creating when it comes to your home and family? Are you trying to just get all the stuff done that the world is asking you to do because it's protocol, because we all have to do these things? I get it. I do it too. And then I stop and I'm thinking, as I'm walking, I'm creating my own shadow, but then I see my shadows. Sometimes they are incredible blessings, those moments. And you're like, gosh, they are awesome. And then there's those moments that you're like, how much more of a mess can I be in? Why? Why, Lord, did you give this child to me? I'm not equipped to be this child's parent, but somehow I am. You're not alone in this. I get it. We stumble. We fall as parents. That's part of confessions, is saying, I can't do it right all the time, but I am willing to stand up and do what? Try again. If you're one of those parents who's saying, I want someone to come beside me. I don't want to do this thing alone. I have a hard enough time getting all this stuff done. And now you've got me thinking about all this other stuff now. And it's not just stuff, it's important. We all realize that. But it doesn't happen just when we think it should happen. It needs to happen on a what? Daily basis. Illuminate your passion project. If you're ready to do that, and you want someone to champion beside you, I would love that opportunity. Click on the link, take AIM in the show notes. That will begin our conversation. I have a coaching call, a free gift for you. Let's figure out how you are brightening your child's presence and what you're doing to create impact. Click on that link and that will begin our conversation. Know that your child desires to be known in your eyes and in your heart. Sunshine and shadows, the greatest passion project. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a fabulous weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.